Hello, Polar Base. Land Fleet calling. Come in, please.
Hello, Skipper. Grimshaw here.
Oh, hello, Grimshaw. Where's Frank?
Oh, he's busy getting the ship ready, Skipper. Shall I get him?
No, there's no need. Just tell him the two caravans are now underway. I'm in the first and McLean is driving the other.
Yes, sir.
I shall proceed at maximum rate and expect number one to fly over me on its way out.
Yes, sir.
That's all, Grimshaw. Thank you. And tell Frank to tolerate no delay in getting that ship ready. Every second counts.
Oh, you bet I'll tell him. We'll call you later, Skipper.
Good. Thank you.
And so Jet set out in what could only have seemed a hopeless search for Lemmy, Mitch, and myself. All morning, with McLean following close behind, he plowed his way through the pink sand on a steady northwesterly course in the direction the sphere had taken. As he passed by the farmhouse, he was greeted with a round of shots from one of the windows. It was the sheep farmer's parting gesture. If he thought he could prevent Jet's departure by this method, he was very much mistaken. For the bullets from his gun were certainly not powerful enough to penetrate the tough, if light, outer skin of the Land Fleet vehicles. An hour later, the farm was out of sight, and for the first time since we got underway, Jet had a call from Polar Base.
Hello, Jet. Frank Rogers calling.
Oh, hello, Frank.
We've taken off, sir, and are heading in your direction now.
Good for you.
Should be flying over you in a couple of hours.
You're quite clear about what you're supposed to do.
Yes, sir, don't worry. We understand it perfectly. Incidentally, sir, we now find we have enough fuel for a flight of 2,300 miles maximum. That should take us a considerable way beyond you and back to base again.
Very well, Frank. I'll keep a lookout for you.